The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. Have we been doing of late? We're going to talk about some entertainment news first. This one's pretty keen. Betty White is close to hitting the century mark. She hits the 100 mark January 17th. The award-winning actress spoke to People magazine ahead of the milestone, saying, "I'm so lucky to be in such good health and feel so good at this age. It's amazing." White revealed a secret to her longevity, joking that she tries to avoid anything green in her diet. White has starred in series like The Golden Girls and the Mary Tyler Moore Show over the years, and says she now lives a quieter life, playing crossword puzzles and card games. She also loves to watch wildlife documentaries, Jeopardy, and golf. What's the key to her happiness? The actress and philanthropist said is that she works to always find the positive in life. The former Golden Girl and National Treasure is inviting fans to celebrate with her in a special movie event called Betty White, 100 Years Young, a Birthday Celebration. The movie follows White in her day-to-day life, including behind the scenes on sets, working with her office staff, entertaining at home, lending her voice as an animal advocate, and take viewers to her actual birthday party. And happy 100th birthday, Betty White. All right, let's look at what's going on at Carolina Performing Arts. And they are closed now until Thursday, January 13th. The Spark with Tift Merritt featuring Sharonova. Classically trained vocalist, self-taught multi-instrumentalist, and CPA Andrew W. Mellon Foundation Creative Futures Artist in Residence. Boy, that's a long title. Sharonova is a Detroit-based performing artist and is in her fourth year of artist residency at Carolina Performing Arts. A genre-blending musician who mixes elements of rock, art pop, and chamber music into a sound totally her own. And this is a virtual event. Friday through Sunday, January 21st through the 23rd, 600 Highwaymen, 1,000 Ways, and this is part three. A revival of Collective Assembly, a performance enacted entirely by the attending audience. This is an invitation to feel what it's like to experience common space again and how to come together in a new way. This is at Current Art Space and Studio. Tuesday and Wednesday, January 25 and 26, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Celebrating over 60 years of unparalleled artistry, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater never fails to remind us of the power of dance to bring people together. These dancers dazzle with their trademark technical brilliance and passionate energy and bring audiences to their feet at every performance. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. And moving into next month, Carolina Performing Arts, Friday and Saturday, February 4 and 5, Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company, What Problem? This is at Memorial Hall. February 9th through the 16th, Ocean Body, and this is at Current Art Space and Studio. Thursday, February 10th, Joshua Bell, Violin, and Peter Dugan on piano. Thursday, February 17th, The Spark with Tiff Merritt. Saturday, February 19th, Theo Croker, Black to Life, A Future Past. And finally, Friday and Saturday, February 25th and 26th, it's Flutronics Discourse. That's the lineup for January and February at Carolina Performing Arts. Now, moving on to Duke performances. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, January 15th, it's Junction Trio, known for their audacious programming pattern of pairing the new and the creative with the familiar and the cherished to bring Charles Ives' trio to life. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, January 28th and 29th, ABT Studio Company, also known as the American Ballet Theater, one of the world's leading classical ballet companies. Through its expansive programming, international engagements, and distinctly American style, ABT has served as a crucial ambassador of ballet since 1939. And this is at Reynolds Industries Theater. All right, moving into February for Duke performances. Friday, February 4th, Yarn Wire, and this is at Baldwin Auditorium. Wednesday, February 9th, Pat Metheny, that's at Carolina Theater of Durham. Friday and Saturday, February 11 and 12, Annie Dorson, Yesterday, Tomorrow, and this is Rubenstein Arts Center, Vanderhaden Studio Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 18th and 19th, Urban Bush Women's Hair and Other Stories at Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday, February 19th, Chompy Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 25th and 26th, this is 8th Blackbird. Performances Friday at 8, Saturday matinee at 2, and Saturday night at 8. It's at Rubenstein Arts Center, Vanderhaden Studio Theater. And Saturday, February 6th, Elliott Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. All right, let's get the rundown for a few of the clubs in the Triangle. We'll start with the Ritz. Of course, on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8, unless noted. Tuesday, January 18th, it's Whale Under a Blue Moon Tour. Thursday, January 20th, Scotty McCreary. Saturday, January 22nd, Parker McCollum. Monday, January 24th, Two Friends. Sunday, January 30th, Courtney Barnett. And also at the on the schedule upcoming at the Ritz, Saturday, February 5th, Dirty Honey and Mammoth WVH. This is the Young Guns Tour. Thursday, February 10th, Killswitch Engage, Atonement Tour of North America 2022. Saturday, February 12th, Corday from a Bird's Eye View Tour. Tuesday, February 15th, Subtronics Fractal Tour. All right, let's take a look at the schedule for the Lincoln Theater, East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. We're going to start with Saturday, January 8th, Eric Strickland Band, 16 Penny and Rebel Fox. That's at 8 o'clock. Sunday, January 9th, School of Rock Raleigh presents Afternoon of Rock and Roll, and that starts at 3. Thursday and Friday, January 13 and 14, Zoso, the Ultimate Led Zeppelin Experience. Thursday night show is at 8. Friday night, it's 8:30. Saturday, January 15th, Anderson East with Bendigo Fletcher at 8. Friday, January 21st, The Breakfast Club, 80s Party Band at 9. Saturday, January 22nd, Moonwater, tribute to widespread panic at 8:30. Tuesday, January 25th, an evening with Railroad Earth at 8. Wednesday, January 26th, the Hellraisers Tour, Cheat Codes with Castra. That starts at 9:30. Thursday, January 27th at Lincoln Theater, Dopapod at 7:45. And Friday, January 28th, Who's Bad? The Ultimate Michael Jackson Experience. And that starts at 8:30. Moving on to the schedule at Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh, most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, January 5th, Restraining Order with Bourne and Spy. Thursday, January 6th, Nordista Freeze with Monsoon. Friday, January 7th, Blue-Footed Boobies. Saturday, January 8th, Ray Gun Superstar with Ghost Blonde and Modern Kind. Sunday, January 9th, Motrick with Coeur Deluxe and John Satterley of Zach Mexico. That show starts at 8. Tuesday, January 11th, also starting at 8 o'clock, Unknown Nobodies with Lunchbox Hero and Loggins Circle. Thursday, January 19th, Organ Failure with Reed Turchi, Kudzu Trio, and Certain Seas. That all starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, January 14th, Boldy James and special guests, 8 o'clock. Saturday, January 15th, Wichtit with Tell, Storm Watchers, and Bedouin. Sunday, January 16th, Will Overman with Sam Foster at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, January 18th, Love and Valor with John Ward Bale and Chris McGinnis, 8 o'clock. Wednesday, January 19th, Faster on Fire with Augers, North by North, and Betting for Benson, 8 o'clock. Thursday, January 20th, Signal Fire with Sarah Nation. Friday, January 21st, Cygnus X2, a tribute to Rush, 8:30. And then Saturday, January 22nd, All Hell. All right, if you happen to be in Charlotte, here are some dates at the Spectrum Center. Sunday, February 6th, Billie Eilish, Happier Than Ever Tour. Thursday, February 10th, Jeff Dunham and his crew. Seriously? Friday, February 11th, Andrea Bocelli in concert for Valentine's. Wednesday, February 16th, Dua Lipa, the Future Nostalgia Tour. Saturday, February 19th, Charlotte R&B Spring Fest. Monday, February 21st, Eagles, the Hotel California Tour 2022. And Saturday, February 26th, at Spectrum Center, Eric Church, the Gather Again Tour. Of course, a couple of upcoming concerts at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium. Saturday, April 23rd, Billy Joel. Saturday, April 30th, Kenny Chesney, Here and Now Tour. Finally, the Greensboro Coliseum. Saturday, January 8th, Ludacris and Nelly. Saturday and Sunday, January 15 and 16, Monster Jam. Saturday, January 29th, Kicker AMA National Arena Cross. Friday, February 4th, Ricardo Montana. Saturday, February 5th, No Limit Reunion Tour. Wednesday, February 9th, Chris Tomlin, the Tomlin United Tour. Friday, February 11th, Billy Strings, Winter Tour 2022. Saturday, February 12th, Mike Epps, the No Remorse Comedy Tour. And Saturday, February 26th, Winter Jam, Christian Music's biggest multi-artist tour. All right, we're down to three events in the current season at Raleigh Little Theater. February 4th through the 20th, Pride and Prejudice. This isn't your grandmother's Austen, bold, surprising, boisterous, and timely. This Pride and Prejudice for a New Era explores the absurdities and thrills of finding your perfect or imperfect match in life. The outspoken Lizzie Bennet is determined to never marry, despite mounting pressure from society. But can she resist love, especially when that vaguely handsome, mildly amusing, and impossibly aggravating Mr. Darcy keeps popping up at every turn? Then March 18th through the 27th, it's Junie B. Jones is Not a Crook. By the way, a sensory-friendly performance of this event is scheduled for April 2nd. And to finish up this current season at Raleigh Little Theater, June 3rd through the 19th, In the Heights. And this is a musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda. Merlefest 2022 is already at work planning the Spring Festival, which is set to run April 28th through May 1st. They've announced some headliners for the event: Emmylou Harris, Green Sky Bluegrass, and Reese Palmer. Merlefest was founded in 1988 in memory of the son of the late American music legend Doc Watson, renowned guitarist Eddie Merle Watson, who was killed in a 1985 tractor accident. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased online at merlefest.org or by calling toll-free at 800-343-78. And in case you haven't heard, a multimedia exhibit of Vincent van Gogh's most famous works is headed to Raleigh in March. Van Gogh, the immersive experience, will include 20,000 square feet of lights and sound set amid two-story projections of the artist's work. The event promises a 360-degree experience that includes a separate gallery with a virtual reality experience called A Day in the Life of the Artist. Tickets for the event are on sale now via the event website, and that is vangoexpo.com/Raleigh. Prices start at just under $35 for adults and just under $20 for kids. The event is being dubbed as all digital, hands-free, and perfect for our socially distant world. Visitors to the exhibit will be required to wear face masks at all times. Couple of dates left for the Chinese Lantern Festival at Cocobooth Amphitheater. The event's in its 55th year and runs through January 9th. And it features a lot of new displays and some enhanced programming. The North Carolina Lantern Festival also has lesson plans available for K through 5. More information about the festival and ticket prices is available on their website. All right, let's talk about some jokers. First of all, at Raleigh Improv and Parkside Main Street, Cary. Thursday through Saturday, January 6th through the 8th, Brendan Schaub, Thick Boy Tour. Thursday through Sunday, January 13th through the 16th, Damon Wayans. And he's been in all kinds of stuff. He was noticed as one of the writers and co-stars on the Emmy-winning series in living color. Friday through Sunday, June 21st through the 23rd, Jamie Kennedy. Thursday through Sunday, January 27th through 30, Dusty Slay. Thursday, February 3rd, Josh Potter. Friday and Saturday, February 4th and 5th, Margaret Cho. And Friday through Sunday, March 11th through the 13th, Adele Gibbons. All shows are 18+. Okay, Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street. Friday through Sunday, January 7th through the 9th, Rodman. Friday, January 7th, Malcolm Hatchett. And this is an upstairs at Goodnight's event. Friday and Saturday, January 14 and 15, Katie Hughes, again, an upstairs at Goodnight's event. Friday through Sunday, January 14th through the 16th, D.C. Curry. Friday through Sunday, January 21 through 23, Bill Bellamy. Friday and Saturday, January 21st and 22nd, Blake Wexler. Wednesday, January 26th, the Jimmy Dore Show. Thursday through Saturday, January 27th through the 29th, Nick DiPaolo. Friday and Saturday, January 28 and 29, Gianmarco Cerisi. And Sunday, January 30th, it's Ben Brainerd. Again, special note, all shows are 18+. Okay, let's take a look at the schedule for PNC Arena. Wednesday, January 12th, All Elite Wrestling presents Dynamite Rampage. Thursday, February 10th, Imagine Dragons, and this is the Mercury World Tour. With 46 million albums and 55 million songs sold globally, as well as 74 billion combined streams, Imagine Dragons remains one of the best-selling rock bands, reinventing the genre with their enormous breakout success across the 2010s. Saturday, February 12th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Enjoy a night full of action featuring the nation's top cowboys in bareback riding, saddle bronc riding, and bull riding. Saturday and Sunday, February 19th and 20th at PNC Arena, Monster Jam, the most action-packed motorsports experience for families in the world today, with an adrenaline-charged weekend. Tuesday, March 1st, it is Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour. Wednesday, March 2nd, Eagles Hotel California 2022 Tour. Saturday, March 19th, Winter Jam 2022. Sunday, March 27th, the original Harlem Globetrotters Spread the Game Tour. Sunday, May 22nd. Forgot one. Friday, April 1st, it's Mike Epps' No Remorse Comedy Tour. Sunday, May 22nd, John Mulaney. July 22nd, New Kids on the Block, the Mixtape Tour 2022. Saturday, July 23rd, Shawn Mendes with Dermot Kennedy, Wonder the World Tour. Sunday, July 31st, Rage Against the Machine. It's their public service announcement tour. And then in August, Roger Waters, This Is Not a Drill Tour. Again, that schedule for PNC Arena. Let me see now. Let's check out some of the events going on at communities around the Triangle. The Clayton Center. Saturday, February 26th, the Celtic Tenors. Saturday, March 26th, Susan Werner. And Thursday, April 28th, it is Paul Thorn. All three of those events start at 8 o'clock. Carytown events. Friday, January 14th, No Fear and Blues Long Gone, Nina Simone. And this features Yolanda Rabin, an intimate portrayal of the legendary artist Nina Simone. Friday, February 11th, it's Blue Jupiter. Broadway Records recording artist Blue Jupiter is the cutting edge of a cappella. Soaring pop and Broadway leads, tight harmonies, unbelievable beatboxing, and most importantly, nothing else. Sunday, March 20th, time for 3. Saturday, April 9th in Sherwood. And there's also an event on Saturday, January 15th for kids, African American Heroes and Sheroes. This is presented by Linda Gorham. And the show starts at 11 a.m. All right, the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, January 23rd, Oak City Brass presents Simple Pleasures. February 13th, Tressa Digg presents Voyages. March 27th, Lyricosa Quartet with Marianne Brenneman, clarinet, performing Brahms' Clarinet Quintet. Back in February again, the Saturday the 12th, the Triangle Russian Festival. Come and enjoy Russian culture and experience the unique folk and ethnic heritage of this part of the world. It's the fifth year in Apex. There are traditional Russian food for tasting and desserts available. And then Saturday and Sunday, February 26 and 27, it is the Senior Showcase. Come join us as we celebrate the multitude of talent right here in our own community. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and Happy New Year.